So we'll continue with our minhag on Monday's be Yahrzeit day, but today's Yahrzeit happened to be yesterday. Yesterday was the 16th of Cheshvan, which was the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, Rav Shach Zatzal's Yahrzeit. I just happened to be by his kever. He's buried in Bnei Brak around a little less than a month ago. So maybe we'll say something to connect it with who Rav Shach was, maybe to the Parsha, and be able to connect it into our lives. You know, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Chayisar, talks about talks about Sarah Aminu, obviously, talks about Avram Avinu. Sarah and Avram both pass away. And the irkut thing that we see by all the Abbas and Imaos is that there, Ben Adam Lamalkam and Adam Lechavero were mamish equal. You know, when Avram was dealing with Ephron, buying the Maros and Achpelah, he didn't just want it, he wanted to do the right thing. He wanted to be able to do it in the most covetic way, to be able to bury his wife, his Eshishchayel, in the most proper way. Rav Shach, they say, an amazing story. It's brought down in with the Zilberstein. So we'll still be in the time with Zilberstein in our Torah ventures. He brings down in a sefer called Aleinu L'Shabeach, Parshas VaYishlach. Great story about Rav Shach. The story goes, Rav Shach is very, very old, and he was in the hospital, and he really wasn't doing well. One day, one of his there's always a relative by his side in the hospital, and he asked his relative if he could help him up out of his bed. He said, "Sure, no problem. Like, where are you going? You can't leave the hospital." He said he just found out that there was a certain Baal Bais in the hospital, and he knew that he unfortunately has been quote unquote bullying his wife. When I say quote unquote, I mean mom. He says over here in the thing, he's mamish bullying. Like, I didn't even know what this word means. Hitzik, I have no idea what that word means. I looked it up last night. It means bully. The guy's mamish bullying his wife. And Rav Shach was very, very involved in his shalom biases in the past 4 or 5 years. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to succeed, and he wasn't successful. And he didn't really know what to do. Unfortunately, this Baal Bais was now in the hospital. And Rav Shach said, "This guy's now coming to the hospital. I have to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that I want to have such mesiras nefesh, and hopefully this time, when it's hard for me, and it's mamish hard, to be able to go down the stairs and go find the room, and be able to see if he's okay, and maybe sometimes even wait for him. He might not even be there. He might not be getting a surgery. I'm going to go downstairs, be able to bless Hashem." And it says, "Kadesh Kadosh Baruch Hu Yira, the mesiras hanefesh li." And once Kadosh Baruch Hu, hopefully, will see the mesiras nefesh that I'm putting in. V'itan li yasamilim hakonechonos b'pish edam al dabar osol. Then hopefully, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give me finally the right things to be able to help. Help with the shalom bias. It doesn't say in the end of the story whether this guy's shalom bias was improved or not. However, just to be able to see the chashivas of the story, Rav Shach mamish, he could barely get out of his bed, but he found out that Dafka was someone who mamish needed his help, and someone who shalom bias was mamish dwindling. That everyone knows that Rav Shach was mamish a huge gadol. You look at the sefer Avi Ezri. I'm sure you guys learned in the shir so far. The sefer is unbelievable. No one can compare. Rav Shach's Torah, his Talmud Chacham, is unbelievable. But the mamash, you hear his story, mamash, his sensitivity and his ben adam l'chaveiro was on such a grand level that it wasn't just a difference between a sugya and makos or a sugya in someone's life. It was the same thing to him. You know, when we're at the Shabbaton, you see someone, you know, struggling to be able to get their bags up. That's the same thing as learning a Tosfos. If we don't look at it like that, then something in our perspective is different. Because ben adam l'chaveiro, ben adam l'makom, They're on the same level. And just to conclude, Rabbi Razner loves quoting this vort. It's brought down in Parshas Mishpatim. You guys could say this in the Mishpatim. It's around Purim time. That is Hashem. Right before Nasa v'Nishma, the pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe chatzi dam ayasam ba'agonos chatzi dam zarak ha'mezbech." Moshe says Moshe took half the blood. Right before on Matan Torah, he took half the blood, sprinkled it, and half the blood he sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So half the blood he sprinkled on Klai Yisrael, and half the blood he sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So Rashi brings down over there, who divided the blood? They had blood in one base. Who divided the blood in two? It doesn't say Moshe, it says he. And who was he? The Medrash says, Malach ba v'chilkun, and a Malach came and divided it. Can I ask you a question? How hard is it to be able to divide a base and a blood into two? Why Dafka did a Malach have to come down from Shemayim? Kadosh Baruch had to send down a Malach Moshe? Had to send down a Malach Yaakov? To be able to split blood in half? This is the famous Rosh Shira of Hutner, Pacha Yitzchak's question. Why did a Malach had to do it? Moshe could have done it. He went to Mr. Mandelman's Mandelman's class. He was fine. I don't understand. Says Rav Hutner, an unbelievable thing. What does that mean? He sprinkled half on Klai Yisrael and half on the Mizbeach? Kadosh Baruch was Dafish Kong at the time of Matan Torah. At the time. The ultimate time of Kabbalah Torah, be able to show you that Kabbalah, the Kabbalah Torah, the part of being a Jew is Ben Adam HaChavero and Ben Adam HaMakom. Ben Adam HaMakom is half a sprinkled on the Mizbeach and half a sprinkled on Klai Yisrael. That was the Ben Adam HaChavero aspect. Dafka Matan Torah, to be able to show Klai Yisrael for the rest of time. Now don't just think the learning Torah, and that's an ultimate, that's one of the main ways to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening is one of the main ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chesed is the most, and to be able to have that Ben Adam HaMakom aspect is great. But to realize that when that guy is struggling to bring his bags into the Shabbaton, or you see a guy being left out during the dancing about the Shabbos, that's part of Avodas Hashem, just as equal. So Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to be like Rav Shach, be able to understand that it's very important to be able to be the biggest Talmid Chacham that we can be on our level. But to also understand that there's another level, there's another part of being a Jew, that the 50% of being a Jew is be able to care for every Jew, be able to see what Jews need, to be able to be there for them. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to emulate our forefathers and our Avos and Imos, Avram and Sarah, who the Pesukim say that they lived their lives with this message. That Avram, we say in the Chazal, tells Avram was the Makar of the men, and Sarah was Makar of the women, and that was their Ben Adam, the Chavera aspect, and they're also the Ben Adam Lamaka aspect was also great. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha. Ma'isa Avos Simon Lambanim, we should follow our forefathers and our four mothers, if that's a word. Our Avos and Imos, Be'ez Hashem. Have a great day, guys. Shkoch.